This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
This is the Sounding Board scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise. Jordan here to send out a couple of statements to Hutchie and Damo to rate out of 10 to see how much they agree. First one, while the standing in support for victims of gender-based violence was a good gesture over the weekend by the AFL, it'll boil down to being nothing more than tokenism unless they can walk the walk hereafter, for example, investing in community programs or taking hard-lined approaches towards stakeholders in the game who are perpetrators of the violence.
8, 7.
Metropolitan Melbourne would be better off embracing a comprehensive metro train system, better than what we have at the moment, in place of our tram network.
10, 1.
Tom Liberatore has just suffered his fourth concussion from his last 22 matches. A week out from his 32nd birthday as we record, this could be the beginning of the end of his playing career.
7, 6.
Budget airline Bonza just went into administration. For the sake of the industry and for passengers, it's crucial that Australia needs a functional, low-cost airline.
8, 10.
Creating content which can go viral is king when it comes to devising social media strategies.
8, 10.
Josh Welk via email says every derby game for all the states should get at least one prime-time, nationally televised, standalone game per year.
10, 5.
John Malici via email says it's greedy of BHP to ask the federal government for a delayed slash no royalty payments to help keep its nickel mining operation afloat, but a few months later launch a $60 million takeover bid for a British mining company.
10, pass.
And finally, the most important captain to his respective playing list is James Sicily at Hawthorn.
2, 4.
It's mostly favourable there. I went pretty high on most of them. I went the 10 on the BHP issue. I think that's massive.
I went past because I don't understand the circumstances. I hadn't heard the story until that question.
Okay. Melbourne, Hutchie, the transport system, about the metro train.
The trains are part of our culture,
though. Oh, who cares, Hutchie? You can't move in this town.
Oh, they're a wonderful part of our culture.
What's good about them? They get in the way of traffic, Hutchie. We grew up on this, how romantic is it, nostalgia is it? We've got trams. They are the worst form of transport around the world.
Best, easiest way to get around there.
They share traffic lanes.
They're wonderful.
Uh-huh.
We'll park that for the main body.
When was the last time you caught a tram?
I get trams all the time.
When? Where?
My stepson gets a tram to work, to school every day. I sometimes jump on that with him. Fantastic.
I can't imagine you on a tram. You wouldn't have a Mikey. You wouldn't know where to find it each day.
I've never met Mikey. And the derby, I thought the showdown on Thursday night was spectacular on television.
Yeah.
Right away. And I would do that for showdown and derby.
Yeah, I know, really. But also equally problematic was there was carnage in it, and there's a good storyline, Brisbane Lions versus Gold Coast. Gold Coast is not ready for prime time at the moment. They're just a long way off still.
Yeah, I think they deserve the stage. They deserve the stage. And then Sicily, there's others that are more important, I think.
Yeah, there are. Merritt's
sort of
got a bull, hasn't he?
Springs to mind.
Gorn's still the one, though, in my eyes.
Gorn's the most important.
Darcy Moore, the reigning premiership
Melbourne
captain.
Melbourne without Gorn's a scary thought.
And my man Bond. I think he's still got Sis covered, but that was the scorecard for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.